Rachel Hugo's family recently gathered at the Army Reserve Center in Madison to talk about her life. Her younger brother Scott and Grandma Carol Hugo called her a prankster.
She had some fiber supplement gum from the Army that you chew, 5 to 10 minutes later it's like X-Lax, goes right through you.
She loved her hot gum and she loved to give it to people if they were suckers to take it.
That was the biggest trick she ever played on someone. Boy, that was bad.
But Scott Hugo says his big sister was also his protector. He recalls when they were young kids exploring an old barn at a relative's farmstead when an ox charged them.
We were trying to get away from it, but it just kept following, and next thing I know, she tells me to run. She picks up like a 12-foot branch and smacks it in the face with it until I can get away, and then she drops it and starts hightailing it.
Kermit Hugo, Rachel's father, says her resolve came through only 3 months into her deployment, when her sergeant was critically injured after insurgents set off a roadside bomb.
She just told the guys, cover me, went up there, started treating him, and I guess there was rounds going off. She stayed right there with him the whole time until he was medevaced out. Her quick thinking, her excellent training, we were told she basically saved his life.
Rachel Hugo was awarded the Command Sergeant Major Coin of Excellence. She was thrilled that part of it was colored green and gold, like the Green Bay Packers. Before being deployed in September 2006, Hugo was studying nursing at Viterbo University in La Crosse. Her classmate, Juanita Davis, says as a student, Rachel didn't have to go to Iraq, but she wanted to look after her friends in the 303rd Military Police Company of the Army Reserves.
She didn't really want to go, but she knew why she was there, and she would have patients in her arms dying, and she knew daily that she had to watch people die. She knew that her life was on the line. She never knew if she'd wake up the next day, but she was there to take care of her guys and to take care of herself and her country.
Rachel Hugo was due home next month, and her mother, Ruth, says she emailed her daughter every night.
She did a lot of online clothes shopping, and I kind of chewed her out for it, but she says, Mom, I'm going to be so ecstatic to be home as it is. But you know how new clothes always makes a person feel?
When Hugo died on October 5th, it was in the Iraqi town of Beji. Insurgents attacked her unit with small arms fire and a roadside bomb. Her death has stunned students at Viterbo University, where Stephanie Gens was her advisor.
We put a white rose as well as the article about her death, picture of her. We put those down in the nursing lobby, and there have been students and faculty reflecting about the loss of one of our own.
Classmate Juanita Davis says her friend stayed upbeat on her tour of duty, though sometimes her weariness of Iraq showed through. Rachel Hugo's MySpace greeting simply states, "This place is hell." Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.